call for Sister Kayla. She has something to share before I don't know if I will be able to stop before I forget her.
Anyway, just wanted to share a special blessing that happened last week after church. I went on down to my mom's, and she's been being treated for breast cancer. But anyway, it was kind of my turn, and I was down there. And after we had gone out, anyway, we stopped at the grocery store on the way home, and she wanted to stop out and get a couple of things. And my stepdad pulled up right in front of the store to let us out because, you know, she's been a little tired lately. And anyway, she's in the back seat with me, and my brother and I get out of the car, and the doors close, and I'm going around the back side. My mom's not out. My brother's kind of coming over to start helping her all the way out of the car. And bless his heart, my stepdad heard the doors shut and saw the rest of us out of the car, and he started forward. He caught my mom's leg underneath the wheel of the car, and her whole leg was completely under the wheel, and we yelled stop, of course, and my brother caught the rest of her, or her head would have gone on down into the concrete. But anyway, the car is sitting there a second, and of course he shook up and he doesn't know what to do and doesn't know what's going on. And so then we say, okay, you're going to need to slowly back off. But I mean, it sat there a little while. If you knew all she's been going through in the last couple of years, this was very, very scary. But anyway, she gets out and, he gets off of her leg, and my brother finishes lifting her back up on the seat, and there's a man standing there, and I get the impression that he's a somebody in the medical field. Anyway, he says, you need to call an ambulance. And my brother's like, no, well, you know, we'll see how she... I said, no, we're going to the emergency room. Anyway, he gets her back up in the car, and we get started out to the emergency room, and I said, Mom, I'm just going to pray God heals that. Right now, do you mind? Sure. She's like in extreme pain and in shock. And I laid my hands on her leg, and I said, Lord, in your name, by your blood, by your power, heal her leg. And, you know, she sat there, and she goes, we get to the emergency room. We're going in there. You know, they're getting ready for x-rays. And she just, you know, she says, I don't understand, you know, why all this is happening right now. I said, Mom, and, you know, I wonder what the message is. And I said, well, it's not from God. It's somebody else. Somebody else wants to get you down. And she says, Gayla, I thought I was gone. I mean, I just felt like that thing was sucking me under, and the car was going on over, and I was so scared. And she said, I felt my bones crunch. And she has osteoporosis, okay? I felt my bones crunch. And I said, we're praying for a miracle today. Mm, we're going to have a miracle today. And I just thought, anyway, just lots of things go behind this, because in the last couple of years, between Pastor Richard's preaching and Jocelyn, and we had just gone seen the movie Risen. I mean, you know, it's Hollywood, but, you know, I got to see, it was so neat showing Jesus heal the leper. I mean, just getting that visual. And so, anyway, we get done at the emergency room, done with the x-rays, and, I mean, you know, they pulled that thing off, and I mean, her whole leg was bright red, and you could just see the bruising started, I mean, and swollen. And, you know, it's like, you know, I just kept saying, no, we're going to be okay. We've got things to do. You've got things to do. We're believing for a miracle, Mom. So anyway, later on, they only let a couple people in there, and so I went out. My brother was there, and he came in, and then just in a few minutes, here comes, after the doctor had seen her, here comes my father-in-law, my stepdad and my brother, and they're walking out, and I said, what's going on? Well, she's going home. I got to go pull the car up, and I go back to the room, And the nurse is getting her, you know, ready. And she goes, do I need to get the chair? And she says, oh, no, you can walk on it. And I just said, she can. I was so excited. And I said, Mom, she goes, I can. And she gets up and she's walking. And Mom, she goes, I can't believe this. I mean, I felt my bones crunching. And I said, it's a miracle, Mom. And the nurse said, yep. Yeah. So anyway, anyway, God is good and he heals. And the next morning I'm laying in bed and the kitchen's behind and I'm hearing somebody clanging around in the kitchen doing all kinds of stuff. And I'm thinking it's my brother or my stepdad. And I get up and it's my mom. Amen. It's my mom.
God is able. Not disabled, able. So she said that after that week that I preached last week, that's what happened. And what a great miracle from the Lord. I asked the Lord to give me something. I said, Lord, what can I talk to these people? And on the 17th of this month, I came last month, I heard that there is not going to be any more second service. Like, it's going to become only one service in the morning. So I said, okay, you know, I get busy all the times, and I maybe might go this morning and tell God, you know, Lord, I really want you to give me something to talk on the 28th. And so I came, and I sit in the back, very back. Every Saturday night, I don't sleep at night. Because I have something really heavy on my shoulder. And I just pray and stay at night and talk to the Lord and to my teaching. And so that night, I came and talked to God. And he said, go to church in the morning. So I came and I stayed in the back. And as we were worshiping the Lord, I started to ask God. I said, Lord, please give me something. And I could hear him say, I am able. And she's talking about what God did last week. And I was like, before I even come here, that sister, Darlene, she said, can you please have Kayla talk before you speak? Because she's got a great testimony. And as she was talking over here, I said, you are not disabled, Lord. God is able, right? Amen? And so I said, okay. That day I was holding my hand and I said, Lord, yes, you are able. So he gave me a vision of how he created the world, how he raised the dead. And then I went home and I prayed. And I remember the story of my grandma. I'm not going to really preach this morning. I'm going to just tell testimony. I remember the story of my grandma. Because, you know, as we little, we grow up listening to stories, our parents talking next to us, people talking. And they always say, yeah, your grandma died. And then she came back. And so I remember one day my dad took me to my grandma, and I asked her, I was in third grade, and I will never forget that time. I asked her, I said, Grandma, they said you died. She died for 2 days. And I asked her, I said, I heard you died. And she said, yeah, I died. And you know, I saw one stair. And I said, what does that mean? You know, where I come from, we really didn't have any stair. Our houses are like funky houses. Yes. And so I said, what is that? She goes like, you will know when you grow up. I said, where am I going to find that? And when I look at the TV, I said, is that what my grandma talk about? Okay. But I never understand. She says she saw a stair. And she was going on the stair and then in the air. All of a sudden, she flew. And then she couldn't see a light. She saw one light that she will never see. She never see before. And she says, I will never explain the light. It was really bright. And I said, so what did you see? She said, I saw some big guys and some people. They were like just praising and just singing. My grandma, she doesn't read. She cannot understand writing. But if she reads, if she sings the worship song, she can sing. I don't know how that happened. But, you know, God is telling me that, yes, I am able. And so she was telling me, you know, these guys were wearing all these kind of heavy metal clothes and some people with wings and they were flying there and just singing and stuff like that. And as I was kind of hinder the door, big, big door, she said, that guy at the door told her that you have to go back. All her kids were not married, all my grandma's kids, my dad, my uncles and my aunties. She has 14 kids, never get married. And the Lord said, just go down and have everybody got married. Everybody got married at one time. And that's when she wake up. And when she wake up, everybody ran from the church. They thought that she was a demon. But when she first got up, she said, I was hungry and I was thirsty. And I asked for water and for food. And that story really got in my head for so long. And I was wondering, as I grow up, I wondering, what kind of clothes my grandma was talking about? But then I saw Gladiator. And then I saw those big heavy metal clothes, and I'm like, is that what my grandma talked about all the time? But then today, I didn't understand. I got it from the Bible that, wow. From that time that Saul was trying to keep David's that shoulder thingy, the armor, and it was too small from him. I started to understand and get the picture that those are the kind my grandma was talking about. And you know what? There is an angel too. And it is real. And we have to start believing. And my title this morning is God is Able. Jude 1:24. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before is glorious. Amen. There was a lot of time I could have fallen. But because God is able, he gave me to stay in his kingdom. When I first got saved, I'm going to give you an example. When I first got saved and I come to church, there was a lot of time that my husband, the enemy really want to get to you. So he can get you back and make you fall from working into God's kingdom. And every time I would really come and I would really praise the Lord and believing that God is going to do everything. And I go home, my husband really didn't get saved this time. Really, yes, yeah, so what? You go and pray and where's the food? And I'm like, I'm sorry. So I started to think maybe next time I have to make the food first. And then I will go to church. And so I wake up early in the morning, and I make the food, and then I come to church, and I still go home, and I still get something from him. So what? Did you change today? I said, God, oh my goodness, you said you are able. Can you just shut this mouth off? Yeah, because he was so rude. You know, I could stay in the room and praise the Lord and he would come inside and say, hey, be quiet. Or go to the garage and do that. I think you're acting weird in front of the kids. And I'm like, no. Hey, my kids, come over here. We're going to pray and praise the Lord. And you know what? God did all kind of stuff to us that time. He really saw to my husband how happy he was. You know, when my kids get sick, he really, I'm worried. Let's take the kids to the doctor. And I said, no, you bring the kid over here. And I said, fever, get out. You don't belong there. And then he looked at me like, what you doing? But then the kids, my son or my daughter would stay there for 5 minutes and, hey, daddy, I think I'm okay. And he'd be like, okay. Yes, and they said, they started to minister to their dad and said, you know what? We believe that. You cannot talk like that to our mom because we believe that God really is working in her. And they're little kids. This morning, I was doing my study, and I heard coughing and coughing and coughing. And I said, who's coughing upstairs? And my daughter said, Kaylee, it's me. I said, come down here. And she came, and I said, what's wrong with you? She goes, I don't know. How come I cough? I said, go and get water. And she goes, okay. And I said, but I have to pray with you first. Do you believe God is going to take your cough away and throw it in the trash can? She goes, yes, mommy, I believe. So we prayed. I said, repeat after me. This is what we should do to our kids. We should really practice in front of our kids and really teach your kids about God, because they're going to see how able is God. And God is going to show them the way. And so I said, Lord, she goes, Lord, I said, Heavenly Father, you are able, because this is what I was going to preach this morning. I said, just tell the Lord you are able. You are able, Lord. Please heal me. Take my cough away in Jesus' name. She came to church. She was okay. So that's what happened in my house. From a party girl, boy, if I drink with some guys, you could pass out and wake up and I'm still sitting drinking. And then some people pass out because I gave them black eye over there. But you know what? After I got saved, God really transformed me. He really changed me. And even those times that I almost fall, he catch me. He really catch me and he lift me up. Because even my family didn't believe in me. I said, I don't care if nobody believe in me, Lord. I'm not looking for me. I'm looking after you, God. I want people to look at you and give you all the glory because I don't have any power and I'm not able in anything, but you are. And so he started using me. Even those times, you know, I remember one time I was holding Sam's, and I don't know if I can offend anybody this morning, but we went to Walmart, and one lady saw me there, and she goes, what is that brown girl holding that baby, white baby? You know what I said? I heard that, and I didn't want to hear it. I said, okay, thank you, Jesus. You are able. I didn't want to get offended, you know? And so, Pastor Rebecca said, she was kind of like feel bad, but I said, no, it's okay. Don't worry about it. You know what I did? I went home and I prayed for that lady all that week. And then one morning I came and I was standing there and she goes, good morning. And I said, Lord, you are able. So he's really showing me how able I was to bring you from down there to up here. And so I was looking and really looking at the face, and he was showing me of how I drink every day. Oh man, I drink all our money down till zero and then negative. And my husband said, I'm never going to give you money because it all goes to the beer. And I would come and I would say, sorry, I won't do it again. You know, but you don't love me. I'm the mom for you. You know, we like to be sweet sometimes. But then I didn't know how to stop. And then when I started to come to church, I stopped because Jesus took it away from me. So it don't matter how you can say, I can. Because sometimes I know because my husband, it happens to him sometimes before. But I am so grateful now for God because he's really a faithful man of God. Because God was really able to change him. And sometimes we people in this world like to, you know, trigger your brain. And we think, oh, no, I'm smart. I'm smart enough, so I don't need God in doing that thing for me. Or, oh, I can't do that. I am able, you know. So I don't need anybody to tell me to do things. So we really ignore the teaching that they want to talk to you about the gospel, about how God can do anything in your life. But for me, he has really done a lot of things. Few months ago, my husband came from work and he said, there is a car. And I said, so? Well, I want to get you a car because your faith is crazy sometimes. And when some people call you and say, come pray for me, I need prayer, you will come during the snow. And you know you don't know how to drive in the snow. And I said, okay. And your car is small and it's not four-wheel, it's not safe for the kids. And I worry. And so there is this car and it's really fancy. And I said, for how much? But they say it costs $17,000. I said, oh man, I could give some people money. And plus some other people that really need food than to spend that too much money on that car. He said, well, I said, let's pray about it. I said, just give me time so we can pray about it, then you know. And so I prayed and I prayed. And he came home one day and he said, well, the price has gone down to $13,000. And I said, it's still too much. You know, I said, so I went to God. And every time I stay by myself or I stay in the room or I come to church, I said, Lord, you are able. You can do this, you know. You raised the dead. You can't touch these people's heart. That really put that car in my husband's. Because I know my husband wanted to show how much he loves and cares for me and my kids. But I said, I don't want to spend that much money on that. You know, I'm planning to go to Israel and stuff in the future because I want to see where Jesus grew up. I said, that's what I want to do. I want to save money. And so please, give me a good price. One day he came to me and he said, he called me from work and he said, do you have $9,000 prepared? I said, is that what it costs? He said, yes. And so I said, okay. So he got me the Infiniti. It made me not really brand new, but God is able. Amen. Amen. So, God called me. I will tell a story about how God called me from when I was a teenage girl. I think through my grandma, God called me. As I grew up from a girl who got molested when she was a little kid, growing up to a fourth grade, and then my parents split. And I want to encourage anybody. There is no other way and nobody can make you happy as your grandma, your mom and dad. My stepfather was a very nice man, but he couldn't make me happy because I really only wanted my dad. And so sometimes I could be rude. Anyway, they got split. And then I had really broken heart. I felt like nothing. I felt like nobody. I said, I wish I die. Why do I live in this world? My mom don't care for me. My dad is over here fixing my hair every morning before I go to school. And he's not happy. He drinks all the time because he misses my mom so much. I didn't blame him. He was like a mommy and a daddy to me. But as I grow up, I said, well, I'm going to try not to do anything just to be a good girl. But I couldn't because the enemy really knows what to do to anybody's life. Even now, that's why I'm bringing my notebook. He didn't want me to come speak for you. I kept all my studies in my all my sermon inside my laptop. And guess what? It is not working. It is not charging. And I said, well, you're not going to keep me away. You're not going to keep me away from going and talking God's word to people. I said, you know what? You are under my feet. I said, you can't do everything you can do, but you're not going to keep me away from God. Because he is able. So that's what we have to do, really believe more. Anyway, I slept in my 11th grade, and God called me in a vision. I was going in a hallway, and I hate eating bread, you know, those communion bread that we take. And I hate that. I ate one. And for so long, after 15 years from that time, because after I eat that, I had the vision and I went and tell my classmate, she said, why didn't you go to school? I said, well, I didn't go because I had this dream, that funny dream, man. I went to church and I went and I ate bread in the church. And so her mom heard me and she said, you see a vision. I said, what does that mean? She said, well, God is calling you and you have to work for him. What does that mean? You have to be a Christian. I said, what if I'm not a Christian? She said, well, maybe you're going to die. I said, okay, I don't want to die now. You know, I'm just 16 and I just learned how to smoke. And I thought, oh, smoking one cigarette making you dizzy. And you're like, oh, it's good feeling. And I said, I cannot die now. You know, I have to have fun even more. And so, but I said, well, so I don't die, maybe I'll go to Catholic Church. Because that's where I saw my vision. Maybe because there is no other church in my country. That is the only church we have. And in my vision, as I go down the aisle, I went and I said, every time I go to church, I said, what are they saying there? And then the father, you know, that sermon, father, they call him father. They take the bread and he said, body of Christ. And I said, amen. And so I told my friend, I said, I know what you guys are saying in there. She said, what? He said, body of Christ. And you say, amen. She said, yeah, that's right. And so her mom heard me speaking. They said, take her to, so she can practice and go to class. And on that December, they came and I started to eat the bread. Not for so long. My husband came to the islands and I went with him and I went sinning and stuff like that. And you know what today? I tell him this morning and I said, man, now my brain is so open to see how able is God. He said, why? I said, well, you took the bread away from my dream when God was calling me. And then even though you might have some prettiest woman from me, but because you interfere with God's work, God kept you for me. And he said, what does that mean? I said, remember God called me when I was in 11th grade? He's going, okay, you say so. I said, let's sit up and we'll pray and thanks the Lord. Yeah, so God called me that time. And then I came, after many more years, I came to Ottumwa. I'm growing up and then I really have a lot of problems. I abuse my husband. I abuse everybody. I was to make sure every man in the world was treated bad by me. Because that's what happened to me. Men treat me bad and molest me when I was a little girl. So I said, I'm going to grow up and make sure I kill every man in my life. And that's not good. I didn't know how to forget that. I didn't know how to throw that away from my brain. But the Lord was able and he healed me. And he said, forget that. And that's why we should really focus on today and put our yesterday behind and pray for our tomorrow. So I said, okay, Lord, you are really able to do everything in my life. So when he called me to be a pastor, when he bring me to Hotamwa, I was in Waterloo. And my husband said, I drink all the time. My husband said, I'm going to move you from here so you don't drink anymore. Our kids are growing, and they're going to see that it's bad. And so we come here. And then as I think about it, I say, well, because people ask me. People ask us every time, why did you guys come here? You know, we could say, because as we had planned on working here and working there. But no, it's really God's planning for you. We just have to open our brain to see what he's calling us for. And so we came here, and then we're fighting and do all these things and bars and foolovers and all the other stuff. Almost lose my license. My husband loses license, you know. Go to jail. Then I got this mail from some church. The picture of Jesus. Little prayer. And so I came. And the letter was telling me, just go on your knees. Really simple. Go on your knees and praise God and say, Lord, accept me now. Take my sin away. And take my sin away and be with me. And so I came and I did it in my room. And you know what? All of a sudden, my life changed. And I got more letter telling me, well, if you believe, you give 10%. So I give 10% to the church in Oklahoma somewhere. And my husband told me, you don't even know who you're sending money to. I said, what do you mean? He said, some people say 10%, but maybe you're sending to some people. I said, well, God knows where I'm. God knows that I believe in him and I'm sending it to him. So wherever the money goes, it's not my fault. It's that people's fault. But then I felt a blessing. Come on, my family. He was talking, but one day he said, I think I've got to quit smoking. And I said, wow, Lord, you are able. You're working in his heart. Because God can really stir somebody's heart if you really, really, really believe he's going to do it. And I believed that he was going to do that to my husband. And so, where was I? I am full of story, and I don't even know where to start. Wow, Lord, help me. So he really changed after a while. And I said, Lord, I know that you are able in everything. And then I started to come to church. One day, before the Christmas, I said, I believe I have to go to church first before we open the Christmas present. You know, my husband's father is from here. He's a U.S. citizen man. And he got the American culture, half of him. But because he grew up in the Marshall Islands. And so I said, we're going to do your culture in the morning, but we're going to do my culture in the afternoon. And I have to go to church first. And I went to Igre Grove because that's where I prayed. And I prayed when God called me first to be a pastor. I didn't understand. So I told my husband, I said, can you please get saved? He said, what do you mean get saved? I'm not going to get saved. I said, to be a Christian. No. Why? I said, because I believe I want to be a pastor's wife. And he said, no, you just go to church and you just go be a pastor or somebody. And I said, okay. So, but then I prayed and I believed that God was able and he's going to call. So I said, Lord, I don't even know that there is a woman can be a pastor because in my country, there's no woman. And so, but this is what I want. I want my reputation to be gone. I want to forget my yesterday, and I want people to look at me and respect me as a mother and not the bad lady they used to see. And so when I first came here, God really put that on my heart. But then I prayed and I prayed more. And one day, as I come here, Pastor Richard was introducing a pastor named Pastor Jeannie Ann. And I will never forget that lady. So I said, "You heard my prayer. You're sending to me a woman to believe that you are able and you will make me one." So that lady pastor, she opened the altar and she said, "Come on, if you want a miracle." So I said, "Okay, I'm going to go pray." So I went and prayed for miracle. And then that's when I go and start going to school at Hickory Grove. And I see God's really working in there. In Hickory Grove, I went there before, but never really go to church. Because when we first moved to Ottumwa, we look for babysitter everywhere. And then a lady from Hickory Grove say, "I saw a newspaper." And then we call her, and she's from there. And then when I went to school, I went to school over there. And then today I really understand, like, God was really, God's planning how able he was to put me there to learn. And then that time I was going to go to church, it was closed on that Christmas day. So I came as I was driving down on the highway. Holy Spirit told me, thank you, to stop here. And then I pulled over. I went and came back from McDonald's. And then I drive slowly, and then I pull over here. And I asked two couple, I said, "Can we go to church?" "Yes." So I came, and I heard a good message that morning. And I went home, and I was so on fire for God. So now, I was not a pastor yet, but I got saved. And I talked to the sick, and they got healed. And then later on, I became a pastor for Marshallese people. Only two families. Me, my husband, and other families. And then three families. And then more. And then now we have 100 some people. Because God is able. And he wants, you know, from a drunk to somebody that can talk, and these people are like, "Man, I'm not smart," but they're like, "We really feel good when we're next to you and we're talking to you all the time." And I'm like, "Wow, God can make you from nothing into something." Yeah, I was so poor when I was here. And then I started to see how God blessed me through his word and through working and believing that he will provide for you. And so I work even harder. And I said, "God," but there are times I come here and I said, "God, I believe you are able and will do everything." And I would go home and have a big problem, either from my family or from somebody else. But you know what? You should really stand on the solid rock, Jesus, and believe that he is able and won't make you stumble and move and fall. Because he's really, really faithful, God. He's full of mercy. Wow. How awesome is our God. Jude, Ephesians, 2:20. "Now to him who is able to do miserably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." Wow. I have a lot of testimony about how Jesus used me to heal people through his word and everything else from God's good fruit. Only sometimes I don't pray with people. Just the word of God, the Holy Spirit, comes and lives there. And before I introduce myself, people know, you know, this morning, I said, not because these are shiny shoes. I'm looking for something comfortable so I can run around the church and I can go around the church and preach good to people, not carrying high heel and then fall on the step. I don't care if it's chief, Lord. I want to put you first. You know why? Because he was able to do everything. And even though you heard this before, but you haven't heard it, some people, that is new to me. My name is Pastor Tojo from the Marshall Islands. And it is a pleasure to meet you this morning and to tell you how God worked in my life and make me from a fighter to a nice girl. Man, when I go around, people thought that I was always good. And, oh, that nice lady. Some people that I help, I went to Hy-Vee and I said, can I help you? And she's like, oh, thank you. You're so nice. And I'm like, oh, you don't know where I come from. But praise you, God. Yeah, because he's able and he can make you from misery to what? Amen. Really, really, really able is our God. So there is a lot of place. Is it time for my closing? There is a lot of place I went and preached and pray with people. In Arkansas, Holy Spirit told me, you have to open the altar because there is some ladies that have hard, broken heart, and it is going to be explode. And as I was speaking, the lady came, and she goes, you're talking about me. I have a sickness in my heart that is never going to go away, said the doctor. And I said, that's not what the doctor say about people. He heals because he is able. And he will take that sickness away and throw it in the trash can. The lady is healed today. Even the guy that I share about you in Missouri, we went there and he came and I was talking to people and I said, go and sit down because I will open the altar for you. But then the Lord speak to me and he said, you came here to pray with people, not to talk story. And so I said, okay, sorry, Lord. I went and I said, come, I'm going to pray with you. I pray with him. Lord heal him. As we were worshiping, he came in front. He took the mic and he said, I can't see anybody. He was blind. He was blind. And he was going to have a surgery. But then he was okay. Kids and a woman from Iowa City. I was in my house reading my Bible. I got a phone call from Waterloo. That lady has been there for 3 months waiting for her to die. I said, She's not that old to die. And God still got plan for her. So as I was praying for her in my house, Lord told me, go and lay hand on her. I said, what do you mean lay hand? I don't have any money to go to Iowa City. Yeah, I said, I didn't have any money for cash to go to Iowa City. So I came and I prayed. I said, Lord, you are able, provide me gas money if you want me to go with the lady. Because God is not going to tell you to go somewhere and he's never going to provide for you. Of course, he's going to tell you and then he's going to prepare your way. And so I prayed and waited and my husband got extra money on his paycheck. And I said, wow, that was from the Lord. He's telling me to go to Iowa City. So I went and I took the some girls. We went and prayed. First, before I pray, we pray, I talked to the lady, the nurse. I said, what is wrong with her? She said, her fever never go down from 104. And then the doctor said, he doesn't even know, but we cannot really talk about it. He doesn't even know if she's going to make it. And I said, that's not true. She said, that's what he said. And so she walked out. She says, you're welcome to do whatever. So me and the girls, one girl started to, Stella started to read from the Bible. And she looked really tired. And Rema was singing worship. You know, there is a powerful God's power in worship. As the other girl was worshiping the Lord, she said, can I stand? Can I sit up? And then when she sit up, her face really changed. That sick face went away. And so we look at her and I look at her. I cry because her lips was really, really dry. And so we prayed and prayed. And wow, she's in Waterloo right now. She got healed. And you know what? Holy Spirit is everywhere. You know the other lady next to her? I was going to go outside the door and she said, hey, can I talk to you? And I went and I said, did you guys speak in tongues? She said, I'm from the Catholic Church in Waterloo. But I've never heard people speak in tongues. I said, well, praise the Lord, God teach you today. And she goes, yes, but I felt something. And I want you to pray with me because I believe. And so we prayed for her. And she told me, come because I feel better. Come see me at Waterloo. And you know what? I said, keep all the glory to the Lord. Can I ask for prayer team to come forward so we can pray for people? And if you are here and you want touch in your body, there is people have been telling you, put you down. That's what happened to me all my life. Put me down and make you feel like nobody and nothing. I want to tell you this morning, God is able and he will make you something. You know, you are not alone. Come forward so we can pray with you. If there is something that you really want so bad, and you don't, you already pray for it, and you still don't get it, don't give up. Come down so we can pray for you. Is there anybody that want a prayer this morning? Sick, if you have sickness in your body, believe that you're going to get healed this morning. Come and we're going to pray for you. I had a sickness when I was a girl. Couldn't take the beer away, but I'm healed through Jesus Christ. More Jesus.